When the Department of Education released its ranking of school districts, Commissioner Gerard Robinson called it the first step in a two-step process. Now the state is preparing to take that next step by looking at individual schools. DOE is expected to release a list of more than 3,000 public schools, assigning them a number from first to last. The district rankings caused an uproar from public school advocates who said using FCAT scores alone is not a fair way to evaluate schools. Robinson and Governor Rick Scott described the list as a way for taxpayers to see their investment in education at work. The individual school list could be out as early as Monday. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.